Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, I'm Eric, and I'm joined by
Christian
and Sam.
So we're going to open the show a little bit differently this week. As promised, we are going to read some of your reviews off Apple Podcast.
Yay! At
the top of the show. So if you want to hear us read your review on Apple Podcast, make sure you leave one. I'm going to start off with a person by the name of Really Cute Username. She gave us they gave us 5 stars, and it says good banter, voices aren't annoying, and Chad is not too off topic.
Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate that.
My voice is lovely.
Rocky For Real says fun and creepy, 5 stars. The hosts have silly and fun banter that makes the legends that they are recapping feel both silly and creepy.
Yay.
They are obviously having a good time with each other, and it made me have a great time listening. Thank you so much. Yay. Rocky For Real.
I love that.
Thank you for coming on this journey with us.
Yes. The next one I have is from Abase 1971 says hooked, 5 stars. I've listened to 4 episodes so far, and I'm hooked.
Yay!
So, and then our most recent review is from Sierra 1981. Scary and funny, 5 stars. Love your guys' energy. Definitely very entertaining. Perfect blend of scary and funny. Definitely recommend this show to anyone. Thank you, and keep up the good work, guys.
Yay!
So, aww. Thank you all for leaving us some stellar reviews. So this week's topic is a real fun one.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to need you to be a little more hyped about it, Christian. Yeah, I don't think you're quite excited enough.
Yeah, that you weren't really selling it.
With your Jersey Devil
shirt. Drop me on a used car lot and sell this to me.
Maybe you need to chug some like Vucarays or Sazerac or maybe some of those Hurricane Daiquiris.
I like the Sazerac you made.
It's great.
During Mardi Gras, is that when you made them?
We were doing the Axeman of New Orleans episode.
Was it?
Yeah.
I ordered it from Mardi Gras.
And since we're talking about some New Orleans drinks, we're going to be heading back down to New Orleans.
The Big Easy.
But more specifically on the outskirts of the Big Easy.
Yes.
Not in the Big Easy.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
So, I mean, what would you guys do if you saw a gigantic 7-foot-tall monster lurking around in the woods outside your house?
Shit my pants.
100%. I would call animal control. And then film it and then send it to Paranormal Caught on Tape when it rips them to pieces.
Could you imagine?
Like, there's a big rabid dog outside my house. Come save me.
Emphasis on the big.
We all know where I'm going to come with it.
You're going to go try to make friends with it. It's already given.
Go try to give it a treat.
Yeah. Give it nice little pets.
Jeez.
Put it in a costume.
You're not even a real person. You're not even a real person. I swear to God.
That wasn't funny until I looked up and saw Christian's face. I mean, it was funny, but I was just like,
like, nothing about the shit you say here is a real reaction.
What?
You would not go play fucking fetch with a goddamn 7.5 foot tall wolf.
How do you know this?
I am dead certain.
I would not.
I am 95% certain. 82% certain.
I think she would think about it.
She would think about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And then it would, like, look at her with its red flaming,
well, we'll talk about eyes. What happens.
That just sounds like it has pink eye. I have drops for that.
Who are you, Ben Stein? With the red eyes, like the Clear Seal commercials?
No, she wants to be fucking Dr. Doolittle, but cryptid.
Mm-hmm. How did you know?
That's what you should do. That's what you should do for Halloween this year. Cryptid Dr. Doolittle.
Oh my God, stop it.
That'd be
great. I can make all little voodoo dolls and like shove them in my jacket of all the different cryptids. That would be my friends. They'll be my friends.
Put the Jersey Devil on your shoulder.
Oh.
Like a little parrot. How cute would that be?
Maybe later you can let me see your infield monster.
Okay, you know what? You just took this into a very dark place, and it was a very wholesome place.
So if you didn't read the topic headline, we're talking about the Rougarou.
How'd that go again, Sam?
Rougarou.
Jesus Christ.
It sounds like something that Scooby-Doo would say.
The Rougarou.
Who named this? Who named this poor monster?
Maybe if like Scooby-Doo was from the Hellraiser dimension.
Or if he was French.
Rougarou.
Well.
I don't know where.
With the Cajun culture stemming from the French occupation of Louisiana, that would make sense.
Listen, that's fine, but I'm sure they could have given it a better name. The name's fun to say, so.
Well, it has an actual meaning in French.
Yes.
Which we will get to that in just a second. Sam, without further ado, take it away for the Rougarou.
Rougarou. There are lots of strange and unexplained things down in the bayou. You've got legends of vampires, voodoo high priestesses, centuries-old cemeteries, tales of witches, and the Rougarou. The Rougarou is described as the body of a man with a wolf or dog's head, with sharp claws and teeth, and superhuman strength and speed, similar to what a werewolf looks like. He comes from the 16th century medieval French folklore. The original name was Loup-garou, which is French for werewolf, essentially.
Wolfman.
Yes. That's the literal translation is wolfman. The French blamed him for child disappearances or when houses were broken into. Oh, it was just that Rougarou.
It's basically the fucking boogeyman.
It's the
Cajun boogeyman. So when he's not out in the swamps picking up crawfish, he's stealing your children's. Like, I gotta take all these crawfish into town by midnight, and then I gotta go snatch up some children's.
it's my penance. The villagers would capture people they believed were the Rougarou and hold a public trial. They typically find someone from the woods or someone in town who was, quote, acting strange. Sound familiar?
Now, is this in France?
No, this is, maybe it's in France.
Yeah, I believe this.
I think it was in, or like French Canada.
Yeah.
I almost said French Canada. There's that.
Jesus Christ. We're not winning any awards up there anytime soon.
So the court would then ask the public if they believed if the accused was a Rougarou. And normally they'd agree, mainly in fear that they might be the next one to be accused of being the Beast.
This has a tinge of, like, the witch trials.
That's what I was like, sound familiar?
Yeah, this definitely has a twinge of, like, the European witch trials, because they were doing witch burnings in all over Europe at this time. So this is kind of just like a extra little chef's kiss spin on it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, history repeats itself constantly.
Yeah. It runs in cycles. Mm-hmm.
The French/French-Canadian people spread the legend of the loup-garou all the way down to Louisiana, where it was evolved into Rougarou. So, that's where that comes from. Professor Barry Jean Ancelet? Anyway, an expert in Cajun folklore at University of Louisiana at Lafayette, the legend of the Rougarou is common throughout the area. He's essentially the French werewolf. According to legend, it lurks in swamps, bayous, sugarcane fields around Acadiana and the greater New Orleans, as well as the city herself. He's neighbors with the Honey Island Swamp Monster, a.k.a. Bigfoot of the Swamp.
Which we will definitely cover at a later date. And we're also going to cover some of them dadgum vampires down there in New Orleans.
Yes, we are.
This spooky season, so look out for that.
Fables based on the monster have been utilized to instill fear and obedience in children. They were told that if they misbehaved, the Rougarou would come and take them away. French Catholics were also threatened that if they broke Lent 7 years in a row, the Beast would hunt them down and kill them.
So, not only are you scaring the shit out of children with this thing, you are keeping the Catholics in line, where if they break Lent and they do bad and shit, the werewolf's gonna come and get them.
Essentially.
Big bad wolf.
So, how does one become a Rougarou? Unfortunately, you don't become a Rougarou from a scratch or a bite like you would a werewolf. Sorry.
No, you have to put on a mascot costume and attend a furry convention. Mm. And then you're stuck in the costume.
I'm so annoyed with you. According to Cajun folklore, the Rougarou is a human who is under a spell. One that is not easily broken. The affected person has the opportunity to change back into a human after 101 days. The only way to turn back to normal is to transfer the curse onto a willing victim. Reasons why you should read the terms and conditions.
Fucking Apple. Nobody reads that shit. I don't have 3 hours to spend reading the terms and conditions.
The process of transferring the curse requires the willing party to draw blood from the current Rougarou on the 101st day post-curse. Once this is done, the current Rougarou is able to return to their human form.
So, what happens if they don't transfer it in the 101 days?
It has something to do with the full moon cycle.
Every full moon cycle.
Yeah, but...
But I know it's on 101 days.
Say they don't transfer it. Are they stuck a fucking Rougarou?
I guess. It didn't tell me what happens if they
from don't. From my understanding of it is that they can change pretty much at fucking will at nighttime.
It's more of like...
It's not like... Hinging on the full moon type of thing.
No, it's
this
more...
This doesn't operate under normal werewolf lore.
Correct. It's more like the Boo Hag. It's every night for 101 days. Every day, nightfall till sunrise the next day. And they're back to human.
There's another similarity with this and the Boo Hag that I'll get to later.
I think I have it in here.
Okay.
Anyway... So back in the 16th century, people viewed the beast as being a genetic disorder rather than something you could catch or a spell from a witch.
Lycanthropy.
Yes, the lycanthropy was mentioned. According to them, a person's life would be normal until something would happen and it would trigger the transformation. Then their body would become enlarged and they develop a craving for raw meat. And to complete the transformation, the person had to take a bite of human flesh, which is very Vampire Diaries-y.
I feel like that's also very skinwalkery.
Flesh pedestrian.
Nah, we're going to do this one on the
up and up. I don't see anybody doing little jogs through the bayou.
I hate it here.
I mean, you know, there's native cultures down there. Could be a skinwalker type of thing.
Flesh pedestrian.
Sam hates it when I say
skinwalker. I do hate it. I do.
Wait till we do that episode.
I will not say it. I'm going to say flesh pedestrian.
Oh, God.
We'll do it, but you won't like it.
I won't. I'm going to have to sub you out for somebody that'll say it.
You can just dub me over every time I say flesh pedestrian.
You're just going to have Jeff.
Participation trophy.
Yeah. Every time Sam says flesh pedestrian, he's going
to... There's two episodes that I'm going to have to sub Sam out for somebody else to get the episode done.
What's the other one?
The Wendigo.
Windy boy! No!
Yeah. But anyway...
I fucking hate it here. Do you want to be my substitute?
There's actually kind of a correlation between...
I know! I have it in there.
God damn you! All right, we'll get to it.
You're topic jumping. Anyway... So there's also another tale that if you looked into the eyes of a Rougarou, the curse will be passed on to you and you will become a monster. So don't look in the eyes of a Rougarou if you see it outside your window.
So Maybe. You're telling me if I see a big hairy man beast outside my window, I shouldn't look at it?
He's not there to play with you.
Well, I know that. I don't have to worry about that. I got to worry about this one over here letting him in.
He's a stray.
Fucking have a Rougarou sleeping at the foot of my bed if I'm not careful.
At least your house would be protected, sort of.
Kinda.
Could you just imagine that? Like, the Rougarou is, like, cool with me. And, like, Salem and Salem Jackson and Eric are all cuddled up together. Like, God, no.
No.
Fucking, can you imagine how bad that thing's piss would stink if it starts marking its territory on your house?
Goes and mauls one of our neighbors. Sorry about that.
My house has been wizened.
Call him Rugi.
Fuck this.
Anyway, American screenwriter Glenn Petrie, has his own version of how someone becomes a Rougarou. When a person commits some sort of crime or transgression, this is when they become a Rougarou, which is kind of not far off from, like, the other way.
The Catholic thing?
No. When back in the 16th century, whenever something happens in a person's life, like, triggers it. So that's not far off of the 16th century version.
Not really.
He also said that people became wary of the outcasts in the community or the eccentric people because they thought that they could be a Rougarou.
Mm. Again, same thing happened
familiar
with the witch hunts.
But throughout time and distance, there are some consistencies in the story. The Rougarou is between 7 and 8 feet tall, has razor-sharp teeth and glowing red eyes. It transforms into its Rougarou form by nightfall on the full moon. It could be anyone, neighbor, or the town librarian, dentist, whoever. It could be literally anybody. With all of the flooding over the recent years, the Rougarou is rumored to have made its way into New Orleans because some of the residents have heard terrifying growls at night.
Okay, that's a new one. Don't know where a 7 to 8 foot tall where a person is, but
I don't know.
But there's enough abandoned buildings and shit in New Orleans.
I wonder. I have a very weird maybe question. So okay. Like if I were a Rougarou, I am 5'3" in my human form. So you're telling me I'm going to damn near double my size, my height?
No, you're going to be a very short Rougarou.
I'm saying, so like, what if it's like a little one?
I mean, it's the transformation.
You're selling this to me and it's not helping at all.
They can be little ones.
It's not a fucking pygmy pig, little, Christian. It's not like a micro pig.
It's like a little puppy.
It's a baby.
It's still like top 6'5".
But would I be like, would I grow?
You would probably be about like, I don't know, 6 foot, 6'5", something like that. But I assume the transformation is very similar to like what's depicted in American Werewolf of London. A very excruciating, painful thing to go through.
Yeah, it's not like Twilight where they can just like, they're a big-ass werewolf.
Well, don't even get me started on Twilight.
You better fucking leave Twilight alone.
Oh, don't get me started. Vampires do not fucking twinkle in the sun, goddammit.
I don't care.
It's very cute and nice.
I also shine like a diamond.
Oh, God.
Like Rihanna.
Shine bright like a diamond. Anyway. Other stories say that the Rougarou spell is permanent. It shapeshifts into the Rougarou by night and back to human at sunrise, very similar to werewolves on a full moon.
That's kind of what I was correlating with the 101 days. Like, if you don't get rid of the curse in 101 days, are you trapped being a Rougarou forever?
I'm assuming so.
Or do you just fucking die?
I don't think you die. I think it's just, you're just stuck. But you have to serve it. You have to serve as a Rougarou for at least 101 days. If you are cursed with the Rougarou spell. Curse, whatever. I don't know.
101 day challenge.
Don't start that on Instagram, I swear to God. I see Instagram and TikTokers out in the swamp. Like, I'm doing the Rougarou challenge, and it just tears their fucking arm off.
In the Rougarou's human form, he appears to be sickly, weak and vulnerable.
Very opposite. 90% of the homeless people in our area, they're all Rougarous.
Doubtful. Probably just heroin addicts.
Wow. What's the difference?
Not a lot during the daylight, it sounds like. So bad. You know.
So there are ways to protect yourself from the Rougarou. You can kill the monster by fire, of course, but before you do that, you can try this way. You can protect yourself from the Rougarou by placing 13 small objects on the ground near the entrances you wish to protect. If the beast happens to come by, it will become preoccupied by counting the objects. Sound familiar?
I think we just covered a creature that loves to. It's good at counting. Because it counts all night long.
Well, the only difference between a boo hag and a Rougarou is...
At least for the counting.
The Rougarou is horrible.
He never watched Sesame Street.
He can only count to 12.
Yep, he was not a fan of the count on Sesame Street. Because vampires and werewolves don't like each other.
You're so funny.
I know.
That was really funny.
Thank you. I can only count to 12. Ha, yeah.
Oh my God.
So, by there being 13 objects by whatever entrance you want to protect, he will become confused and have to recount them until sunrise, therefore making him retreat back to his little cave. I imagine he's in a cave.
Oh, I don't never pass kindergarten.
Rougarou, angry.
I don't know who the fuck came up with that one. I'm like, this thing will literally just fuck your shit up.
But he can't count to 13.
He can't count to 13.
Listen, we all have our weaknesses, okay?
Which it makes me laugh because what if the person that is the Ruguru is like super fucking smart and then they just get monstrously stupid when they transform?
So, I mean, it's a good way, you know. The Native Americans have a legend of a creature that is similar to the Ruguru.
Mm.
And he's a windy boy. I'm not going to say the name because
it's a Wendigo.
I know better.
It's not real.
Have you ever seen one?
Well, considering they are much like Leshy in theory, and I air quoted that, they have to live in extremely cold climates. Basically, a Wendigo is just, you know what? I'm not going to get into it. We'll save it for a future episode.
I don't know. Maybe. There is even a festival held in honor of the Ruguru down in Oma in October called Ruguru Fest. And the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans has a Ruguru exhibit, which includes a statue of the creature in all its swampy glory.
Oh, how cute.
If I said either of those names wrong, I'm sorry. In 2015 at Cedar Point in Ohio, they changed the floorless roller coaster from the Mantis to the Ruguru.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
I didn't either. I thought that was pretty cool. Fun fact. Also during Mardi Gras, you can find many people dressed as a Ruguru.
And on Halloween.
Yes.
I know this from experience.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a cryptid episode if I didn't come with a story.
I got another fun fact before you get into that story.
Ooh, I like fun facts.
So when the Hornets were playing in New Orleans, Louisiana, before they changed their name to the Pelicans, they were going to call them the Rougarous.
The Rougarous. I did read that.
And that's a shame that they didn't go with that.
I agree. So this, I found it. Hold on, let me cite it. I forget. Phantomsandmonsters.com is where I found this. It didn't have a name for who wrote it. He's this guy or whoever is writing about a landowner down in Beauregard Parish. I have no idea when this took place. It just says this past weekend. So I'm assuming it is not just this past weekend. I'm going to assume it was a while ago.
Probably.
There wasn't any other, like, my name is this, this happened this time.
There wasn't an article date?
I can probably look.
Don't worry about it. We'll just say this happened.
It did happen.
It happened.
There's pictures that we maybe can post.
I can post that on our Instagram. Okay. Yeah, I saw them.
So this past week, it says, I'm going to start the story now. This past weekend, I received a phone call from, he calls him PB, the landowner. He's an owner of 70 acres of thick west central Louisiana woodland in Beauregard Parish near DeRidder. Anyway, adjacent to the Fork Polk military base in Vernon Parish. That was a mouthful. About 4 weeks ago, PB and his 5-year-old daughter were walking along their dirt driveway that leads to their home. When they reached the paved section of the driveway, PB noticed a 90-pound male bobcat lying along the edge. There were no apparent wounds or even blood, but the fresh carcass looked like it had been battered and crushed. This area has abundant wildlife and predators that include the bobcat and also black bear and at least one very large female panther that has been seen occasionally by PB. The sight of this dead bobcat was concerning since there was no indication that any predator had fed on the cat. As PB and his daughter stood there looking at the bobcat carcass, he noticed some movement in the thick, dark woods not far from the driveway. There is a game trail that cuts through the woods and continues over the dirt driveway into the opposite woods. There's also a pond nearby. As they moved closer, PB soon observed a wolf-like head rise above the thick brush. The head was very large with grayish-black fur. PB pulled out his phone and quickly snapped a photo of the beast. So it was like at least camera phone time. And they're actually not bad pictures.
No, it doesn't look like it was the picture was taken on a potato.
Yeah, no, it's actually... because
that's normally what it looks like.
Yeah.
Grainy as fuck. Looks like it was something from NASA in like the 60s.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, I mean, you can make out what they're talking about.
Yeah. As he did, a deep growling sound emanated from the unknown creature as it, quote, stood up. PB immediately saw that this canine was at least 7 foot in height and covered in sparse blackish fur. It had freakish broad human-like shoulders and a wide chest, muscular arms and legs, as well as a tapered torso. The eyes seemed to shine in a weird greenish hue. So I would assume that looks like Salem's eyes whenever like...
the light refracts. Yeah,
like that. PB and his daughter backed off as this beast took a long stride forward. It stopped, leered at PB with its green eyes, and growled deeply. PB and his daughter ran away, or PB's daughter ran away screaming for her father, which seemed to startle the upright canine. It quickly turned and fled into the woods. PB attempted to take another photo as the beast moved off into the dark woods, but there was no distinguishable form on the image. They both ran quickly for home. Same. Since that encounter, PB has attempted to find a reporting agency. When he finally found my contact information, he sent me the image and asked what I thought it what it may be. I noticed the canine-like head and pointed ears, but was unsure since the image was difficult to discern. I asked PB what he thought this was. His immediate response was werewolf. I later asked PB if he had heard any similar sightings in the area. He responded that he hadn't, but he was aware of Rougarou accounts much farther south from his location. The image of the upright canine head is very distorted because of the pixelation of a typical camera phone when attempting to zoom in. The best result that we were able to manage without manipulating the photo, which was posted in the article, I guess you could call it.
The blog post.
Yeah. It was forwarded by a reader. I've also included the original photo. There are other images of the area that were taken later. So that's like, it's got the bobcat, the.
Yep. And I'll post all those.
Post the bobcat one? I don't think we can.
If you want to see the bobcat one, inbox me on the Instagram page.
Yeah. I don't think we can.
How about that?
Quite do that. PB believes that the bobcat may have been attacked by the upright canine or vice versa. It seems that the bobcat was beat or slammed onto the ground by the beast. The witness is a hunter slash trapper, PB, who is quite familiar with the wildlife in this part of Louisiana, and he's attempting to gather more information.
So this thing just picks up this bobcat in like a choke slam.
I imagine that scene from Avengers where Hulk just like picks up Loki and he's just like, bah, 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 bah.
See, I was thinking more like a grabs it by its fucking throat and just bodies it into the ground.
He probably also does that.
Because if its bones were crushed.
Oh, I don't know. There was no blood, no
like it wasn't scratches. Drained of blood.
I don't, it no. Didn't say.
No, like I saw the photo. It wasn't like it wasn't like a chupacabra or.
Yeah, no, there was.
What's the other one? The grunk or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah. That's the Louisiana chupacabra. But, the police get calls on this thing all the fucking time.
I bet.
Like, I have, like, videos of cops being interviewed. Like, we keep getting fucking calls about Rougarous. Like, it's insane how many cops get phone calls. Like, the police get called out for a Rougarou sighting or some shit. Like, and I'll post that video I found on TikTok on our Instagram page.
And when you put in the group chat?
Yeah, I think so. I think I did. I don't know. But I found that video, and I will definitely post it. So what do you ladies think? What's the likelihood of a Rougarou running around the bayou?
I mean, I've seen that video. Not saying this was a Rougarou sighting, but I was watching Paranormal Caught on Camera, and it was this dude walking in the woods, obviously not a bayou or anything like that, with his dog and this big-ass black dog.
Oh, that was a wolf.
That you can't. That was the size of a freaking huge bear, but I mean, it was a dog.
Wolves are massive.
They're big.
But there's speculation that that could actually be a dire wolf. But I don't think those are around anymore. I believe they are extinct. But it size-wise, it's about the same. It could just be an extremely massive wolf.
Yeah, but it can't stand on its hind legs.
It wasn't on its hind legs.
No, not that video, but like in that sighting, he had like stood up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that I'm talking about that video you were referencing. I wholeheartedly believe that there's shit out in the swamps and out in the woods that we can't comprehend.
Yeah, you can't tell me it's not real without proof it's not real.
Yeah.
I don't have proof that it's real, but I don't really have proof it's not real either. So I can't be like, oh, that's fake. No.
I believe that there could be something there. Do I think it's a wolfman? Probably not. Like, not in the sense that we're discussing where it's like a cursed person.
Yeah, I don't quite think it's that.
Yeah, I don't think it's somebody that had a curse put on him or a spell or whatever. But could there be a dogman? I mean, we've already covered the Beast of Bray Road. Mm-hmm. And that has a shit ton of evidence. And there's the Michigan dogman on top of that. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite. He's your favorite?
I love me some werewolves. They're super cute.
As you're wearing your Jersey Devil
shirt. Yeah, the Jersey Devil would be fucking offended.
Oh, he's all right. We've covered him many times in great detail. Sometimes we have to move on to better things.
Oh, God. No, we're not getting a dog.
Can name him Rue.
I need a cat man. I feel like we need to find a cryptid that's a cat man.
I might be able to find something like that. But yeah, what do you guys think? Let us know on our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And yeah, let us know what you think. Be sure to rate and review the show. It really helps us out. Above all else, please rate and review the show. Like, that lets us know what you guys like, what you think about the show. Leave us an honest review. Christian, if you would drop the socials.
Thank you guys so much for continuing on with us with the spooky season. We are just ramping up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some bloody good surprises.
Make sure you guys are following the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And as far as with the reviews, keep sending them. We love them. We love the love. Yes. We love the feedback. It helps us if there's something that you want us to cover. And just like what we did this beginning of the show, we will share your comment.
We'll shout you out.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves a shout out.
At the top of the episode.
Yep. I can love shout outs.
Yep. Yeah. Who doesn't love a shout out? So, but we got some big things planned for the rest of spooky season and the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. Big things.
We're on top of it this year.
Cold things.
Yeah. Ah, fuck it. We'll just go ahead and tell them. We're doing cold cases this November and December.
But with a fun sort of twist.
Yes.
You guys will get more details later.
Yep.
So you gotta stay tuned.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening and stay spooky.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
No, stay creepy.
Oh, stay creepy. You want to run it back?
No, it's fine. Stay spooky.
Stay creepy.
Yes. There we go. We got there, folks.
You want, you want me to come up and wipe your ass? You want me to throw that in there, too?
I'm going to feed you to a Rougarou. See you next week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.